With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome in our Steelers insider from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Ed Bouchette. Ed, good morning. How's everything?
Everything's great. I just listened to Jim announce all his upcoming guests.
Yeah.
He left me out.
Because, no, we announced
you're
it
coming
right,
up right now.
We announced it right before we went to the last break. We've announced it all the 6 o'clock hour.
Joining us now is our Steeler insider, Ed Bouchette of the Post-Gazette.
All right.
Is that better?
That's good, Jimmy.
Ed, where does Will Gay fit in on this depth chart?
Well, he's your emergency safety, I think, right now, maybe. And if someone gets hurt and they all seem to be getting hurt here and there, you know, he's an Iron Man. He's played in a gazillion straight games. He doesn't miss at all. So I think he is what Joey Porter called James Harrison. He's their safety net.
How would you classify Mitchell right now? Expectations for him and his health that you know of today?
Well, he had said last week he was going to play in the opener. I don't know. I don't know how you play if you haven't practiced all summer. And, you know, I had the holiday off yesterday. I wasn't there, but apparently he didn't go through a full practice yesterday either. So I'd say he's probably not going to play.
Ed, there's a lot of un-Steeler-like things that are going on here lately with you know, last-minute trades, you know, those sorts of things. Is Mike Tomlin behind this? Is it Kevin Colbert? I know they always say it's an organizational thing, but I can't remember the last time, or if ever, since I've been here anyway, that the Steelers made a lot of these last-minute moves to get ready for a regular season with a relatively experienced team.
Yeah, not as many, Jim. They've done it here and there. You remember Justin Gilbert last year, the kicker a couple years ago. Even that Rossum, Alan Rossum, the kick returner they got from Atlanta a number of years back. And it's always deep end draft picks. You know, they did one this year. It was a fourth and a fifth with San Francisco for the tight end. But you know what? That fourth and fifth could be nothing, because if the Steelers, let's just say the Steelers do what they did last year, they're going to be at the end of the draft. And San Francisco does what it did last year, they could be the top of the draft. And it could be just a matter of several picks. So they really haven't, like some other teams, haven't gone and given away or acquired a higher pick. So this is really not a whole lot to be concerned about.
And yet the tight end is going to get a lot of playing time. The safety yesterday, Wilcox was running. He was splitting reps with Robert Golden. And then Joe Hayden's going to start. You know, that's like, right? I mean, that's like three guys that are going to get significant playing time, and they haven't even been with the team for a week.
Yeah, and, you know, you're going to see probably it sounds like a new nickel, Hilton, although he's been with him all summer, and he was with him on the practice squad since December. It's good. I mean, those are areas. When we went in to look at training camp, there were two areas actually that were so-called weaknesses. The weakness on offense was tight end. The weakness on defense was cornerback. And then you had all the injuries at safety, so they had to do something there. And the only other place they really didn't do anything that they could have tried to shore up is, and they tried, you know, spectacularly last March, was at inside linebacker.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Okay, would you guess that Le'Veon Bell, let's say it's a close game on Sunday, will he be on a pitch count?
No. He'll be on a I don't think they're going to give him the ball 30 times. But he, you know, they'll see how he's doing. If he's doing all right and the game's close, you got to keep going with him. If they're blowing out Cleveland, I would think you'd see them take him out and maybe a few others as well.
Ed, that's probably the last time we're going to have a chance to talk about these guys. But out of the people that were released or cut, what surprised you? Did any of them, David Johnson, by chance, Toussaint Davis?
Toussaint didn't. I mean, I thought that that other kid was going to win that job.
Watson.
At halfback. You know, he's a stud, 6'1", 240. David Johnson a little bit, but once they got that tight end, someone had to go. And if you look at it logically, David Johnson was the guy because I think Grimble has potential and so does Jesse James a little bit. He's got to learn how to block. I don't think there were really any big surprises this year in the guys they cut.
Well, that's smart. You look around, you do predictions. Usually somewhere the Steelers fall in anywhere from somebody. I don't think any – I've seen 10-6. You see 11-5 a lot, maybe 12-4. What kind of expectations – and I know injuries can play a part in this, but what kind of one-loss expectations do you have for this team this year?
I think anything less than 12-4 would be a little disappointing. And a number two seed. They are one of the top two teams in the conference, so they should be one of the top two teams in the conference. Now, injuries and everything else can change the landscape there, but no, I think the top one of the top two seeds, and I'm not New England. They've got such an easy division schedule, and the Steelers. I don't think it's as tough as it had been in the past, because I don't think Baltimore and Cincinnati are going to be as good as they have been in the past.
Ed, last thing for you. You excited that regular common folk are allowed to go to the airside terminal now? You read this story?
Who would want to? That's what I want to know. I don't want to go to the airside terminal. I have to go to catch a plane. Why would you go there if you didn't have to go there? There are stores all over the tri-state area, nice stores, malls, strip malls, standalones that you can go visit. Why would you go to the airport, pay to park, go to the airport, drive all the way out there, unless you live next door to the darn place, go through security? Why would anybody want to do that? This is the dumbest idea I've ever heard. The only thing I will say is if you are greeting a passenger coming in, that's the only reason that I would ever want to go out there. Please, take my spot.
Ed, in line for a job with the Airport Authority and the Allegheny County Chamber of Commerce. We appreciate
it,
Ed.
Visit Pittsburgh.
Yeah, flypittsburgh.com. Thank you, Ed, so much.
All right, fellas. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Ed.
See you at the airport, Ed.
Wow.
That was beautiful.
Oh, Ed is something else.
You had no idea you were going to get that.
None at all. I didn't even know if he knew about this story, but apparently he's well-versed on it.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.